The British Library Urged White Staff to Support BLM and Diane Abbott. By Jack Montgomery on August 25, 2020. The taxpayer-funded British Library has been urging white staff to support the Black Lives Matter movement and hard-left Labour politician Diane Abbott. Conservative parliamentarians have been disturbed by the National Library sending an internal email to fellow white colleagues which, according to The Telegraph, urged staff to give money to Black Lives Matter funds for bailing so-called protesters and to back a petition organized by the Stand Up to Racism activist organization and controversial Labour politician Diane Abbott. The email describes ways that white people can support the Black Lives Matter movement through both action and education, with The Telegraph reporting that this included copious reading material on slavery, policing, and prison in the U.S., alongside a chart outlining overt and covert forms of white supremacy. The newspaper also claims the email pushed white staff to read books outlining their supposed racial privilege in the works of Marxist authors. "I don't think taxpayers want to fund this kind of divisive activity," commented Conservative MP Neil O'Brien. "Taxpayer-funded institutions should not be pushing highly contentious materials like this on their staff," he said. "Identity politics is unhealthy and unhelpful. I cannot understand how these people don't see that," added colleague Ben Bradley MP. However, the leadership of O'Brien and Bradley's party has also been pursuing social justice identity politics with some enthusiasm in recent weeks, with the Home Office, led by the notionally no-nonsense Preeti Patel, failing to deport foreign grooming gang rapists or prevent illegal boat migrants from crossing the English Channel in unprecedented numbers, but finding the time to unveil a radical new racial re-education policy for its staff. Patel announced in July that there would be mandatory training for both new and existing Home Office staffers to ensure that everyone working in the department understands and appreciates the history of migration and race in this country. She also announced plans to create an inclusive workforce in the Home Office, seemingly by reducing its proportion of white employees, claiming there are currently simply not enough individuals from Black, Asian or minority ethnic background working at the top and senior roles, and that this would change through the introduction of more diverse shortlists for senior jobs, specialist mentoring, and sponsorship programs to help develop a wider pool of talent and drive cultural change. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.